Somebody asked Imam Hussein al-Islam, what's the ma'rifat of Allah? And Imam Hussein al-Islam replied back, ma'rifatu ahli kulli zamanin imamahum alladhi yajibu alayhim ta'atuhu. That's the ma'rifat of Allah. The question was about ma'rifat of Allah. The answer is about the ma'rifat of the Imam. So what do we mean? If we recognize the Imam of our time will facilitate us to recognize Allah, and that's the wajib number one. And the second countless benefits of the ma'rifat of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam is when we recognize that Allah has given us leaders like them, then there is no room for a person to compromise over his values and accept the taghuts. There are some people who are doing things, saying statements, adopting policies which are ending up in the favor of the enemies of Islam. Whether you are paid or unpaid, if you do something that supports the enemies, the Yazids of today, then you are working for their agenda. You better have gotten a salary from them. The reason why the enemies of Islam hate Imam Khomeini, radhiyallahu anhu, is because he taught us applied science. Applied science. We have been talking about theoretically, Imam Ali al-Islam is so great, which he is so great. You know, he did this and this and this towards Marhab and the occasion of Khaybar. Right. What am I supposed to do? Is there any lesson from the theories that I can apply on my everyday life? What's in it for me? And that's not there. There are people who talk about the Yazids of yesterday, but when it comes to the Yazids of today, they are silent. This is what I call Islam of convenience. There are some people who follow the Islam of convenience, not the Islam of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. If you were following the Islam of Ahlul Bayt, then the Islam of Ahlul Bayt teaches us awwaluna Muhammad wa akhiruna Muhammad wa awsatuna Muhammad wa kulluna Muhammad.
All of them are part of one nur. The enemies of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, you know, need to be treated in the same way the way we are supposed to treat the enemies of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. Right?
There cannot be any distinction. The way we consider Muawiyah, we are supposed to have the same feelings towards the Yazids of today, who are the enemies of Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam. Do we do that? How many people are doing that? When it comes to the Yazids of today, there are community centers, there are masjids, there are Husainiyas. People are constructing centers, $14 million, $21 million, and putting a ban on all those scholars who talk about Yawm al-Quds. So you don't talk about against the Yazids of today. If you want to construct a center and you want to apply your own personal policies and takes, please, when you come to an Islamic center or masjid, leave your opinion at home. But we don't come to the masjid to worship your opinion. We come to the masjid in Husainiyah to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to what Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salam has taught us.
And there's a narration in As-Sawa'iq al-Muhriqa. Even the Takfiri people keep on talking about this book, As-Sawa'iq al-Muhriqa, written against the Shia faith. So in this book, it's narrated about the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. The Holy Prophet has said, An-Nujumu amanun li ahli sama'. Stars are a means of protection for the dwellers of the heaven.
فَإِذَا ذَهَبَتِ النُّجُومُ ذَهَبَ أَهْلِ السَّمَاءِ. If the stars are gone, the dwellers of heaven would no longer exist. They would be gone. وَأَهْلُ بَيْتِ أَمَانٌ لِأَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ. My Ahlul Bayt are a means of protection for the dwellers of earth. فَإِذَا ذَهَبَ أَهْلُ بَيْتِ ذَهَبَ أَهْلُ الْأَرْضِ. All the existences that are living on earth would be gone if my Ahlul Bayt are gone. So this is again a proof for the fact that there has to be one member of Ahlul Bayt present at all times as a minimum, and that person today who is the reason for the survival of the entire universe is the Mubarak and blessed wujud of Imam Baqiyatullah al-A'zam, Ruhi wa arwahul alameen lahul fida. So it is very important
concept of ma'rifat of Ahlul Bayt, recognizing irfan, recognition of the Imam of the time, recognition of Ahlul Bayt, which is equal to in its value to recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. And I wish our communities, generally speaking, and the entire Islamic Ummah had been doing the taqleed of only our urafa, those of the mujtahids who are arif in the real sense of the word. And our destiny would have changed for good. I know Ayatullah al-Uzma Sheikh Jawad Maliki Tabrizi rahmatullah alayhi, one of the all-time great urafa of our glorious history, he was delivering his Dars al-Kharij, which is the highest level in the Hausa educational system, and in the middle of his lecture he started to talk about irfan, ma'rifat. And one of the students objected on the teacher, said, "Teacher, we came here to learn ilmul fiqh, knowledge of Islamic jurisprudence from you, and you started to talk about ilmul irfan." And Sheikh Jawad Maliki Tabrizi gave a response which is so beautiful. It's an eye-opener for us. He said, all the problems of Islamic Ummah are because of the fact that our knowledge of fiqh got separated from the knowledge of irfan. That's the best way to describe the problem of the Islamic Ummah. What a nice way. So an alim is the one who gives you the bookish information. I have studied. That's why you go to scholars, they say, "Yeah, I have studied it in such and such book." Because they have the bookish information. They have never seen those things, those informations, those realities, those facts. Whereas arif has not only studied the books, but because of the purification of the soul and removal of the hijabat and curtains from their souls, they have been there and seen that. They have witnessed the realities and then they describe to us. Is there a comparison? If I was living in Seattle and I had never seen a Brar house and somebody asked me to describe a Brar house, how would I describe? I've never been there, right? I can only Google it and find whatever address and stuff about that. That's about it. But you people who have visited a Brar house, if you were asked to define, you could have definitely defined it better than me, right? Because you have been there and seen it inside out. That's a simple example to understand the difference between arif and alim. Arif is the one who has seen the realities which are mentioned in the books, whereas an alim has never seen those things. He only studied it in the bookish form. That's why when you go to the urafa, they say, "Man ke intor nemibinam." That's how, these are the tenses they usually use. I was listening to one of the speeches of Ayatollah Khamenei. He said, "Ma dast khodara dar umur mibinam." We see the hands of Allah. And this is how the urafa talk, right? Because they talk of, "I see it like this, I don't see it like this," instead of just saying, "I read it." That's what alim talks like this, "I read it." Well, he has never seen it. And when somebody came to Ayatollah Bahauddini rahmatullah alayhi, this great arif of ours, people used to be afraid of showing up in front of all the urafa, because they don't have those curtains and they can see the realities. They can tell about my past, my present and the future, all the sins that I have done. It's like exposing your own self. So people avoid showing up in front of the urafa. So when Sheikh Muntadhiri was announced to be the deputy, somebody went to Ayatollah al-Uzma, Sayyid Bahauddini, the famous one, rahmatullah alayhi, great arif. "Did you hear about the news that they talked about Sheikh Muntadhiri to be the deputy?" And he replied, "Man ke ishunra rabar nimi binam." I don't see him as the leader. Our leader is Sayyid Ali. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei was the president in those days. Nobody had thought about him that he's going to be the leader tomorrow. Nobody had thought. And this is how the urafa talk.
I see it like this. I don't see it like this. Instead of just saying, I read it.